Four Iranian brothers may be released soon from a Southern California detention center. They've spent nearly 3 years there for allegedly supporting a terrorist group. An immigration board has ruled that the Mirmeti brothers are not a threat to national security and cannot be deported to Iran. However, as Alex Cohen reports from member station KQED, their future is still far from certain.
In the early 90s, the Mirmeti brothers, Mohammed, Mostafa, Mohsen, and Mojtaba, immigrated to the U.S. They lived in the San Fernando Valley in Southern California, where they worked in real estate. Now, the four live in a detention center on San Pedro, south of Los Angeles. 41-year-old Mojtaba Mermedi's eyes begin to tear as he says, if he knew then what he knows now about the U.S., he would never have left Iran.
I wouldn't come here because here now I notice there's a lot of hypocrisy than democracy. And every day people are losing their freedom, they're losing their rights. If I knew that, I wouldn't come.
When the brothers first arrived, they were referred to a man who claimed to be an immigration expert. He encouraged them to apply for political asylum as the easiest way to stay permanently in the U.S. To do that, they had to alter some of the facts on their application, for example, their dates of entry into the country. That decision came back to haunt them. Early one morning in 1999, Mohsen Mermedi says FBI and INS agents bearing arms entered the home he shared with his brother Mostafa. In addition to immigration violations, the four were also charged with allegedly being a threat to national security for participating in a group called the MEK, or Mujahideen el-Khalq. The MEK is a Muslim group that supports overthrowing the current government in Iran. The State Department added the MEK to its list of terrorist organizations in 1997. The Mermedi brothers admit to attending protests sponsored in part by MEK, but Mohsen Mermedi insists they are not MEK members.
Just because we express our feelings about Iranian government, that's why they have hold us here. Just because we practice our First Amendment right, that's why we are here.
By September 2000, all four brothers had been released on bond. But just a few weeks after the September 11th terrorist attacks, the Mermedis were detained again on the same charges. They've been in custody ever since. An immigration appeals board recently decided that the government failed to establish a connection between the Mermedi brothers and terrorism. They also ruled that the brothers should not be deported to Iran because of concerns for their safety. But the panel also denied their request for political asylum in the U.S. Both the FBI and the Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement refused to comment on details of the case since it's still under investigation. In the post-9/11 era, it's become more common for immigrants, especially Middle Eastern men, to be detained for longer stays or deported, says Niels Frenzen, a professor of law at USC who specializes in immigration cases.
The standard operating procedure is let's detain. The government officers are not going to get into trouble if they decide to detain someone, even if it's an erroneous decision.
But in the post-9/11 era, the need for tighter security truly is greater, argues Ira Melman of the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
Obviously, most people who come to the United States illegally don't pose a security threat to the United States. But it is certainly the case that if you leave those loopholes open, you will have people who mean to do us serious harm taking advantage of those.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement has 90 days to remove the Mermedi brothers from custody. The Bureau is currently looking for another country to send them to. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.